I'll give Eileen a chance to respond to what is already a long list, since everyone seems to be targeting her.
And thank you to the gentleman that said thanked me for coming. But I'm delighted to come, and that's part of my job, it's a very nice part of my job to get down to Toronto and to meet with you. I wish I could meet with more of you. But I'm also a very upfront lady, and I have to tell you how I reacted, and so I shared that with you. And I think most of you are people who enjoy a upfront or straight up response. I on the military tribunals, as you know, there is no legislation in Canada supporting military tribunals, and I don't think, as from what I've heard, we've even heard the details of those. This is not dancing away. There is no official government response, and when I believe a question, I'm trying to find you. Wave to me where you are. Oh, good, just so I could. And it seems to me there was a question in the House, not exactly as you put it, but something about them, and the response from Mr. Manley, or maybe Ms. McClellan, was that we have not got details on those other than what we're getting in the press. So how would I personally respond? Well, I personally have a whole lot of difficulty with those military tribunals. But that's personal, and you have to accept that I am parliamentary secretary. You asked me for a personal. That's my personal answer. That's hearsay evidence. That's a whole lot of things that make me very nervous. The other statements, I think, to be fair, were statements, and I listened carefully. And it's an honor to share the stage with Professor Franklin. And as she said, Eileen, we need you to be a conduit. This was before any of us started to talk. And convey to Ottawa the things you hear here. And so if I don't respond to what you said, because I think you were doing just that, giving me something you think's important, and it was important, then know that I will take advantage of the opportunities there to do that, because I don't think you want to hear from me right now. And finally, the definition of terrorism and how you see that. You know, when we were at the UN, we had some excellent meetings, and contrary to what you might think, there's a great sense down there amongst some of the key officials that work there that there's a commitment now with the international community, and certainly they feel that this commitment has to be long-standing afterwards to think that it's going to be effective, and is it going to be? Is it going to stay as a strong multilateral-based conviction. But let me just say, in the discussions on that, was one man whom I won't name because we might have been speaking privately, and he said, you know, I get tired when I hear this expression that one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, because he said, there's no confusion at all. To use his words, freedom fighters are not allowed to bomb civilians. So the definition of terrorist is pretty clear. It's not one that I have a lot of difficulty with. Mr. Mandel would have trouble with that, because all of this flows in. Anyway, that was your explanation.
I thought I was the comedian.
Okay. Sorry. There are 8 people at the mic. We will conclude with those 8 people, and then I'm sure that Professors Mandel and Franklin will want to respond to not only your comments, but some of the other comments. I think we were at this mic.